Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Beitner, V-I-T-N-E-R. Date of birth is no, it's B-I-T-I-N-E-R. Sorry, date of birth is 8/2/59. This is a 65-year-old woman with history of dementia, now nonverbal, bedbound, confused, not eating, ADL dependent, wears a diaper. At one time she had history of diabetes, but no longer takes any medication for diabetes because of her significant weight loss, period. In the paragraph, she's single, never had any children. She's originally from Houston, apparently. Caretaker Judith tells me that she's eating very little. Her biggest problem has been recent falls. She's no longer able to get up, not even to transfer because of frequent falls, period. In the paragraph, has been hospitalized numerous times because of hyponatremia and seizure disorder, period. Patient had been on numerous medications to control her seizure, including Keppra, but that has been discontinued. Currently, she's taking Depakote 1,000 milligram twice a day. Other medications includes Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, some kind of pain medication, Benadryl, Colace, Vistriol for anxiety, Imipramine 50 milligram once a day, nasal spray, and Pepcid, along with Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/25. Once a day, Remeron 30 milligram a day, Singulair 10 milligram a day, MVI once a day, nicotine patch, Invega 1.5 milligram a day, prednisone 10 milligram a day, some sort of albuterol inhaler, and Effexor 150XR once a day, period. Family history, not much known about mom and dad. Immunization is up to date. She has one sister who has dementia, but that's all that's known. Other medical issues include COPD, anxiety, psych disorder, history of dementia, not nonverbal, associated with significant weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinence, and ADL dependency per Judith, period. In the paragraph, patient is not nonverbal. She just has a tendency to confabulate and repeat words over and over and over, period. In the paragraph, Judith has been watching her very closely and has been monitoring her seizures. She's been having seizure almost on a daily basis since the 17th of November, period. In the paragraph, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She used to be a heavy smoker in the past, period. Her O2-SAT today is 83% on room air, pulse is 98, respiration is 18, blood pressure 100 over 56. Heart positive, lung positive to lungs, bronchi and rales, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with anlesion, lower extremity shows muscle wasting. Here we have a 65-year-old woman with advanced dementia, now nonverbal, significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, lives in a group home taken care of by Judith, her caregiver, period. New paragraph, patient no longer taking any medication for diabetes because her blood sugar has stabilized after a tremendous amount of weight loss, period. She's still having issues with Depakote, cannot rule out hyponatremia and or recurrent stroke causing patient's seizures. She has had problem with seizures on Depakote. Patient's medication have been changed numerous times, currently taking Depakote 1,000 milligram twice a day, which seems to be working better as time goes by, period. She has decreased appetite. She has coronary artery disease and dementia severe, requiring Remeron, Invega and Seroquel to control her symptoms, period. In the paragraph, patient also has exacerbation of COPD, currently on prednisone and NEB treatments on regular basis, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Patient's O2-SAT is only 83%. She would benefit from oxygen on hand, which would possibly help with her confusion as well, period. Given patient's current demise and her disease process, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.